now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, Jason Whiten is back from SpyVibe.com. He's going to be talking about a very interesting Beatles movie that has a spy theme in it, news on the passing of Mr. Bongo Jack Costanzo, and also a new Tiki magazine is coming our way. Our look at the Water Swank gig guide, Lounge Life magazine, and the passing of a Broadway legend. Speaking of legends, the Martini Kings now on the Cocktail Nation.
Tonight I see the shadow on the sand and dream about the touch of your hand. Your stare entices me from so far away. The lure that draws me closer to you each day. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. At night, I hear the sound of your guitar. Your eyes, they follow me from afar. But time will tell if you will come to me. The girl who waits for you by the sea. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. Never know. I wonder why it never turned out right. Two hearts that pass each other in the night. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. Oh, your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with the Sharps and Summer Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. Do check out links on my website, cocktailnation.net, to follow the show via the social media on the official Cocktail Nation Facebook page, which is Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, and, of course, on Twitter.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Segment, I want to spotlight the two central agents of change in the 60s, James Bond and the Beatles. The spy boom was felt throughout the culture, and by 1965, you could see its influence in unexpected places. 7 years before Paul McCartney and George Martin worked on Live and Let Die, the first Roger Moore film is 007, they were busy making the Beatles' second feature film, Help, with some of that Bond magic thrown into the mix. The movie featured the Fab Four on the run from mad scientists and from an Eastern cult led by actor Liam McKern of Prisoner fame. Spicing the production up with that secret agent conventions, Help included gadgets like trick umbrellas, Goldfinger-style weapons for the road, and even an homage to Oddjob's deadly bowler hat. And in addition to the many Beatles tracks, George Martin also contributed a fantastic score in the style of John Barry. Help is such a fun cocktail of Beatles and Bond satire. Incidentally, Martin's Bond connection also included producing Shirley Bassey's Goldfinger record, and amazingly, Dr. No and the Beatles' first single were released on the same day in 1962. Here are two short tracks from Help, Martin's intro with Bond-style guitar, and the bitter end, You Can't Do That.
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
So stark, wie ein Bär, and
ewig her ist nur nur sieben und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Cocktail Nation.
Comes the music.
Do I look bothered?
Oh, you are awful, but I like you.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, dawn to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. Swinging, singing, a million sounds you want to hear. It's a landslide every year. Everybody's dialing in the smiling voice of radio, the people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Al Viola, Sophisticated Lady, Franco Ultimacy, Lounge Boss before that. And we started off with Skip Hella and Watch Us Burn. This week in Lounge Life magazine, a story of how you can grab a DB5 replica just like Mr. Bond. The first Mustang owner, she kept her car, and now it's worth $350,000. That's pretty amazing. My first car, 1960 FB Holden, I know I bought it for $4,000 in 1991, and then I saw it for sale a little while ago for $40,000. And I was kind of surprised to see that same car, and now I wish I had have kept it. Also, the Frank Lloyd Wright Ennis House is up for sale. If you've got a spare $23 million, it could be yours. News this week too, Neil Simon, the playwright and screenwriter, whose indestructible comedies, including The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, The Sunshine Boys, Brighton Beach Memoirs, has passed away at the age of 91. A member of the famed Your Show of Shows, writing for Sid Caesar. Simon was an entertainment mainstay for more than six decades. And, of course, it started off with his very first Broadway success, Come Blow Your Horn, in 1961. And he said if he hadn't have had success with that one, he was probably going to end up running a sitcom in Hollywood and not really ever being known. And there was seldom a time when a Neil Simon piece of work couldn't be found on stage or screen or even TV. At one point in the late 1960s, he had four shows on Broadway all at the same time. Pretty amazing stuff. Even a partial list of his works summons the comics. Highlights of the 20th century in American theatre. Barefoot in the Park, The Odd Couple, Sweet Charity, Plaza Suite, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Prisoner of Second Avenue, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Lost in Yonkers, Laughter on the 23rd Floor. And that's just for starters. Simon wrote more than 30 plays. A long life, passing away at the age of 91. You can check out that story and a whole lot more via the Flipboard magazine. That is Lounge Life magazine. Links on the website cocktailnation.net, but if you simply type in Lounge Life in Flipboard, you will find it. Here's Neil Hefti, Scene of the Crime in the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Oscar Pettiford and Sextet also played Daniel Pemberton in Vogue. It's lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, relaxing in the penthouse.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send me some audio, I'll play that. And you can also get in touch via the social media pages as well. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. This one is from Travis this week, who writes, "Hi, Coop, did you hear about the new Tiki magazine coming out of Texas called Exotica Moderne?" Well, I did actually hear something, Travis. I believe it is available through houseoftaboo.bigcartel.com. I don't know a whole lot about the magazine, but there's certainly been some rumblings of it. We'll try and get the creators of this on the show very soon. But yes, it is out. Mel Tomei coming up real soon. Jackie Gleason, right now James Morrison, Out of Nowhere on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. A moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. For once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. And this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in a lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. For once in a lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, hope within me springs. Looking at the sky, I'm gonna fly up high, 'cause I've got wings and I'm gonna do great things.
The Cocktail Nation.
Every girl working here wants to marry a man just like that.
What do they say about him?
That he's everything you want, and he's everything you don't.
You need every man in the place thinking, wish I could be him. And every girl thinking, pick me. It's your fuel. You feed off it.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and Jackie Gleason, Lilacs in the Rain. Check out last week's show with a couple of shows on Jackie. One was the interview show with James Spencer talking about his new book about Jackie Gleason's amazing musical career for Lovers Only. Also, I did a special Jackie Gleason, all Jackie Gleason show for our Cocktail Nation Evenings at the Penthouse show. So, yeah, do check out that. Mel Torme before that, Once in a Lifetime. Time for a look at the Water Swank Gig Guide now for Pastime Album Clocks. Coming up October the 1st here in Sydney, we've got the Factory Theatre running the Tiki Safari event. October 9th, Savannah Jazz, Octobop, Tiki Day coming up in September on the 30th at Disneyland. For these gigs and lots more, click on the banner via the website cocktailnation.net, the World of Swank Gig Guide. We've got it all there for you. Here's Janice Baller Group, Lenny's Pennies on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Attention, Earthlings. I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
color, melting the anger stone. I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time we set fire.
Nation with Nelly from their brand new album Live at the Purple Pierce. It is Tunisian Runaround. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking about the Raymond Scott Festival, which is coming up. Right now, I'm going to leave you with Jack Costanzo, the man who passed away just last week. And if you do subscribe to the show, you will hear one of the old interviews that I did with Jack from around, I think it was around 2008. Did this as a one-off special where I simply introduced the story and let the interview play. So I did upload that on the day that he'd passed away. So if you want to go back in the archives of cocktailnation.podbean.com or, of course, via your iTunes or whatever way you happen to download the show, it is there from midweek just last week. So, a great man. And a man that I'm really, really pleased that I got the chance to interview, to meet on the phone, have a bit of a chat about bongos, a man who inspired me pick up the bongos. Great story from Jack Costanzo, passing away in his late 90s. Do check out cocktailnation.net for all the links to what's going on in the lounge world. And I'm going to leave with Jack Costanzo and Taboo. Stay happy.